Welcome back.
Hello. Let me see. There's one of mine.
Okay. Hello. Welcome back.
Hello, Florence.
The waiting is for Sebastian.
Hello.
There he is.
We have a slight problem. I opened the CD-ROM box there, guys.
No. Okay, you can't, sorry.
So I'll just cancel it. During my work, I have no time either, so.
Of course. Well, this is live. Sir, Edel?
Yeah, I opened the CD-ROM box.
Okay.
Accidentally.
Okay.
That's all right.
People, welcome back with the second meeting. For now, on the schedule are a few points. First of all, the opening, which we are doing now. Second, I received some new project requirements. I'm not sure if you received them as well, but I will tell you about it.
Mm-hmm.
Then the three of you prepared a presentation, I think. Sebastian?
I think so.
Ru?
Yeah.
Good?
Almost.
Okay. Then we'll do your one at the last. The top
you
goal
can
of
upload
this
your presentation from here, I believe.
We will figure that out.
Okay.
Can you try
if
to
it, if it's wireless, I can just
yeah.
In
we'll
I don't think it's wireless. Or it is.
It is.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah. The top goal of this meeting is to reach decision on the product, on the target group, and the functions of the remote control. So keep that in mind. We have 40 minutes, so it's now. Yeah, okay. The new project requirements. First of all, we didn't speak about it, but we should not support teletext in the remote. Because our board feels that teletext is out of date and the internet is replacing teletext. So we are not even going to try to implement it in our product. It's a board decision. The remote control should only be used for television because it's not feasible. It's not.
Yeah.
We cannot make it because of the time to market that we have to deal with.
Yeah.
The third requirement is that we should focus on customers that are younger than 40, which is important for you, Ruud, and as well for Lou, because the product should be interesting and should be bought by people younger than 40. Then for Lou as well, important, the corporate image should be recognizable in our product, so the colors and slogan do have to be in the product.
Yes.
Is that clear? Any questions on these requirements? No? Okay. The individual presentations. Roel or Sebastian, who of you would like to start?
Yeah, I'll start.
Yeah, okay.
How can I jeez, it's a show. Yes. All right. Well, we discussed this already in the previous discussion. The method of the remote control is just the function of remote control is basically to send messages to the television set. So that was the main important thing,
yeah,
what a remote control should do. Then I found two different kinds of remote controls. The multifunction remote control with many possibilities, but the lack of the feeling I already mentioned in the previous discussion. And the ease of use remote control with the less possibilities, but the very feeling in touching the buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah. My personal preferences were ease of the ease to use remote control, because the user friendliness and can be more trendy in user design. But your new goal was for people than less than 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the multifunction can be implemented in our design. But it should, I think it should be a combination, but teletext buttons are not in our design. So it should take out, well, 8 buttons or so. But in my opinion, the easy to use RC is the best possibility for us.
Okay. Ruud, did you get that?
Yeah, most.
Okay, so the important thing here is...
And it's also, indeed, a good insight in the topic.
In the market.
Yeah. What does the market want? I don't know.
Yeah, okay. We
just for user friendliness, I should choose for the ease of use for remote control.
Yeah. Okay. Sebastian. Okay.
Okay, it's still the right thing. Okay. Well, there are some changes in the design requirements, so there are some changes in the method also. Basically, all this device has to do is to send messages to a TV set, and the most easy way to do this is by sending pulses of infrared light to a TV set. Well, I've tried to implement a picture here, but it's hardly visible. Can you see it?
No, it's not visible.
Well, there's an energy source here, and basically it's connected to three things. The user interface, connected to a chip, which is connected to the sender, which generates messages using infrared light, which are sent to the receiver. That's basically the idea. And there's a little picture just for your imagination how a device like this should look or can look. Okay. What have I found? Usually these kind of things consist of a battery, infrared, diodes, buttons, chips, and a circuit board. That's all. It's cased together, nothing more than that. It's almost every piece of equipment, every TV set is controlled infrared. There are some exceptions, but most of all have infrared controls. And the more luxury remote controls have little buttons. And I think that's
glow in the dark concept.
Yes, and it's a little bit more fancy also. So maybe we should consider that.
Okay.
Okay. I have a basic scheme of the things which are implemented. Basically, this is all there is. There's just one chip. There are a few buttons connected. The buttons are lit, and the whole thing is transmitted by an infrared diode. And there's another power source here. So that's basically the total design of this piece of equipment. There's nothing.
It's fairly easy.
It's fairly easy. It's been done many times before. And I think we should succeed in our plan to do this.
Okay.
Okay, so personally, I think we should use infrared because otherwise our device cannot communicate with almost every TV set. So I think that should be clear.
Okay.
Another important point is we really should use energy sparse friendly components. There are specially designed energy friendly components which consume far less power than conventional components. And if we want to use a rechargeable design or energy safe design, we should really implement it. for cost effectiveness, we should really use a very low cost circuit board, because most of the production costs are in this part of the equipment.
Okay.
And the money we save on using this, we can use for elaborate fancy lighting things, blinking LEDs, kind of fancy stuff. I think our users will really like this.
And what if we use the LEDs? Does it use much more energy or?
No, the power friendly LEDs also. So you can use that.
For the same costs?
Can
be in our
a little bit more expensive, but by
combined with the low cost circuit boards,
we can make it.
So we could only lift the buttons, the buttons that are used the most, so the channel switch.
Yeah.
But the question is whether two or four buttons makes a difference in the costs if you already plan to include fancy lighting techniques.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
I think it's the same as in a cell phone, just one light in the device. That shines in all the buttons, and
yes.
Not for.
Well, it's not one light, there are more LEDs.
Yeah, but not for each button,
no,
one LED, I think.
That's right.
Okay,
so. Well, this should be it.
Okay.
Think about it.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Mine is already outdated.
Okay, well, we are very curious to what the market will feel about such a product. So, any income is welcome. Input.
Well, and I'm sure that the target market is 10 million units, of which we should sell about 40% to make the 5 million.
We can step a little bit more to the right.
Yeah.
But since the other part is 40% of the market, I thought earlier we might want to constrain that portion of the market, but since the requirements changed, that's not a good idea. Well, skip this.
Yeah.
Well, this is still true, of course, that they only use 10% of the buttons. The buttons to zap are used about 1500 times when the power button is only used one time and the volume button is only four times, so they're obviously the most important button. And lots of people complain they can't find their remote control, so we might want to build in a feature to support them. Some audio signal, like home phones.
Well, that's interesting.
Finding friction.
Yeah, that's definitely interesting.
Yes.
It separates our product from others as well.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
So I just said that, and well, this is obvious, and you also said it.
Okay, so that's what the market tells us.
That's about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Volume and the Z buttons are mostly used.
The Z buttons most, volume, they are most used a lot, but. More than
buttons. Just have a design, perfect design for those only those buttons.
Yes.
The first, we should focus on that.
Yeah.
No. The technical, I think there are no technical difficulties. There's no elaborate technique used in this kind of equipment. So I don't think we have any hiccups there. So we can fully concentrate on developing a product that is really what the market needs. So maybe it's a good idea to think about these buttons and
the sound signal.
And
sound signal. One thing I'm just wondering,
sound signal, from where do you execute this sound?
That's not a device, it's not a solution.
Well, maybe it should be maybe like clapping in your hands, like turning on and off the
yeah,
light.
Maybe you'll
there are
some devices who incorporate this technique already. There are video sets and that special button, find the remote control button. You press it and your TV set starts to make a kind of weird sound. And your remote controls then start to beep.
Just like
that's the phones, the same thing.
But TVs don't have all.
No, so we should use something else.
Yeah, because we don't have a home.
We don't have control the TV set, so.
And even if the TV set has such a button, then you would have to walk
yes.
to your TV.
And we want to make sure it's as easy as possible for our customers.
Okay.
So
what about the clamping technique? Because
I'm convinced Sebastian will find one solution for us.
It's quite complicated. Because how can you separate the clapping sound from other sounds?
And well, you see it a lot in lighting.
Basically, the characteristics of clapping is just an increase in the volume,
yeah,
the amplitude,
yeah.
of the sound, which is generated a few times within a certain period of time.
Yeah.
But there are many other sounds which are exactly the same from the point of view.
If you're watching a movie, you would constantly be.
Yeah,
yes.
That's true.
So
we
don't
but we can have just a home stage of a base station next to the TV, just a little antenna or something
like that.
Well, if you love
something,
I don't think people would bother walking to the TV and press that button.
No, I don't think
because they lost their remote. That's
no,
just
the most important thing for people is that there's a central point to which they can go and perform some kind of fumbling, and then the remote control reports itself. So we should use something like that. You do not want another device which can be everywhere in the house, which you have to find first before you can find your remote control.
With just a base station next to the TV
or something like that.
But
that will be very costly, I think.
Yeah,
so
maybe we do agree on the thing that the remote should have such a function, if it's possible within the cost and all that kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Sebastian should have a detailed look later on and come up with a solution,
yeah.
because that's his field of expertise.
Yes. But before I do it, I want to warn you that by implementing this kind of function, the technical design will become more complicated,
mm-hmm.
And will become more costly also,
yeah.
because there will be additional components which will be used, and there are some.
And do we even prefer sound above the LEDs, the light on there?
I think so, because when you have a newspaper
so
over
you
your remote control,
item,
you cannot see it.
Yeah, it's a distinction in the market.
Unique feature
it's
of our
exactly. It's a unique feature,
yeah.
and I think it's worth looking and probably more interesting than the lights.
So just about the user interface, I came up with an easy remote control and an advanced remote control.
Yeah.
What should we choose in design?
Yeah. Well. According to Ruud, people do not use all the extra features very often. So, okay.
Well, we won't support Teletext, which was the third most, the second most used function.
Okay. Well, we do have a wide board, so I'm not questioning that.
Channel selection is obviously the most important.
Yeah. Okay, so on the relevant scale, the channel selection, the volume selection, and the teletext talk scale.
Yeah. So just the basic functions. And we don't have to use it for DVD players and all kind
yeah.
of stuff.
No. So that's out of the question.
Yeah.
yeah.
Just for the easy design.
I think we should go.
We can make a nice design when there are not much buttons in it.
Well, we should save costs by not implementing a lot of functions, and the money that we can save from that, we should use for having a nice design, thinking about the user interface.
Okay, Richard, how do you feel about that? Do you agree? Do you think the market would respond to a simple?
Well, if we include other functions,
mm-hmm.
Then they might. Because young people like new features.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so this is kind of
just a few buttons, friendly design, nice lightning effects,
okay.
And sound.
Maybe there's another possibility. You can make it look like an easy
piece of equipment, but it's quite elaborate because it has many functions.
Yeah.
Maybe it's more important to make it look like a very friendly, easy to catch piece of equipment. But
are we not in the manual? I mean, if you have few buttons, no display.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess it's working with shift functions and one button can.
I was more thinking about more elaborate way of controlling by these kind of sticks or something like that. I don't know if it's user friendly. It's your field expertise.
Yeah,
but
I don't
how
know
does
yet.
How does the remote report give back to the user in what state it is? Because we do not implement that.
Yeah, but there's no way to do that because we cannot implement that kind of system.
I know, but if we use like a stick, for example,
well, maybe we can use light for that. When you move the stick to a position, maybe a light next to it can light up. So you know, I just push the button or change the channel or tune up the volume, something like that.
And if you use that stick for volume control and channel selection, you have two multiple functions.
Yeah.
In one.
And we could have but other buttons for the advanced.
Just use instead of the stick, like many cell phones, just around. Well,
yeah,
just use.
It's already. No, we have a blank. No. It's just an easy way of a round button which can be pushed in four directions instead of a stick. A stick is vulnerable when it's falling down, or just a round button should be the trick, I think.
Yes, and this also looks more fancy, I think.
I think
it will attract more public, I think, to the market.
And it's also quite easy to use, so it'll attract younger people because or new, and it might attract all the people because it's
new. Jeez. Well, volume and. Something like that.
Uh-huh.
Program up and down.
Okay, yeah.
And the pen doesn't.
Okay, but we're still in the question of putting in advanced options. Ruud just told us the market is interested in some advanced new techniques. However, keeping it simple is important for costs and all those kind of things. We need to find a balance between the advanced techniques and user friendliness.
But I think our next step to look at is just that. So I don't think it's we have something to do. We can't discuss it right now because no one of us has information to discuss about that.
Well, I think we do have to decide this meeting.
Yes.
Yeah. We need to have the user function the functions
mm-hmm.
decided and. Our target audience.
Okay, but the text is so, is just.
Do you want a list of functions? Do you want an explicit list which incorporates all functions available on the device?
Well, I do not want a full. It's not necessary to have a full list, but I want the kind of functions. For example, the most important are volume and program selecting.
10 digits.
Well, for example. That's what we should think about. Really, how is the remote going to look?
Oh,
not in the user interface.
Just one function: the program to program button, the switch to channels. When you have something on channel 4 and something on channel 6,
yeah.
Just one button which can
a bit of a split mode, like
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, dual channel watch.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe. I should write that down.
Secretary.
Ruud, what's your last name?
Nielsen.
Nielsen, because I was writing it down in the last. Nielsen, right. I put all the minutes I make into the shared folder, so if you want to have a look at it, you know where to find it.
Make a subfolder for it, because it's time to fill up already.
Yeah, that's if you want to do it.
Or if you use the W.
Okay. Okay. So. Volume program. Dual channel.
Yes, that's important.
And do we want 10 digits?
Yeah, I believe.
Well, if you want to go to channel 19, you only have that button.
Yeah,
that's complicated.
Yeah.
But is that so relevant? Because I don't think that you should.
I wouldn't buy it personally.
If it
remote control without the 10 digits.
Okay, I can imagine.
I think the
I
most
agree, actually.
I guess
that's
the
other
would
buy
it. And you have, well, about 600 channels. I can imagine you want this. But if you're a regular TV user and you just want to. Watch the Dutch television networks. Well, you can. It's about 10 buttons.
But we
no,
do
but
have
yeah.
13 different Dutch channels.
Yeah,
all the people
yeah,
only
how
use
how
5
of
them.
Do you watch
if we are
these channels
targeting it to the younger audience, they will probably watch more channels than the older people. So,
yeah, probably not. Yeah, okay. But I think these 10 buttons look a bit dull.
Well, it depends on the looks on the
design.
The
okay. Well, then there should be should done become
you
something specifically.
You can make them very fancy by, I mean, Nokia. They have 10 digits on their phones, and it still looks very fancy.
Yeah.
So I do not agree.
Okay. So you can experiment by with shape or size or color.
Exactly. Exactly.
And there are some numbers about speech recognition here that young people like it. It might be expensive and hard to implement, but it would be a solution then.
Okay,
or
speech.
Well, maybe it can be combined with the 5 remote control.
Yeah.
So when you add speech recognition to your remote control, it's very easy to change channel.
Yeah,
that's one thing. And it's very easy. Find your remote control.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a possibility, but I'm afraid it will be a bit costly.
Yeah.
But maybe when we,
if we would drop the 10 digits,
mm-hmm.
but keep the program in the volume, because maybe
okay.
people do not always want to use their voice.
Okay.
Especially the older people don't like push recognition, so we shouldn't be such a
button. Yeah. But we do focus on younger people. It's a board decision.
I think it should work. We should manage it.
So we have to
okay.
to make a decision between the 10 digits or the voice recognition.
Yes. Well, the voice recognition has the main effect. As another advantage, it makes it very easy for us to implement the find the remote control
mm-hmm.
function. So
okay.
that's a big advantage, I think.
Okay.
There's only one disadvantage by implementing this. The power saving will be a bit more difficult. So we can expect that there will be a less longer life to the batteries. But maybe we can think something smart about it. There are some hybrid devices which incorporate solar panel and rechargeable batteries.
Okay.
So when you just leave the device in a LiPo, it charges itself.
Can we manage it for the cost? Because it's
well,
not a very
maybe not.
I'll have to
find it
out. Include a cradle in which it would recharge.
Yes.
Yeah. So that would be a big problem.
No, that's very cheap.
Is the cradle very cheap?
Oh, it's very cheap. That's no problem.
It's just a case with two metal contacts.
I know, but there should be an adapter as well.
Yes, but the mass productions are very cheap, so it will cost us practically nothing.
Okay. We have about 10 minutes left this meeting. I would like to hear, maybe you will have things not spoken about yet, that are important. Luke, you came up with the voice recognition data. Are there other things about the market we should know?
I think we dealt with the most important information. Just that the younger part of the market isn't the 40% we once sell to. So we should at least a bit look at the old people. What's like that? At least you can be a market tracking tool. So
okay.
I think that's a big problem.
Okay, so although we are focusing on younger people, to make it profitable, we still need to take into account the bit older. Okay. Rule.
I have nothing to add.
Nothing. Sebastian?
I just wanted to make a summary of all things spoken and the different possibilities. Basically we've decided to implement a seemingly easy design. So on the outside it looks easy, but we can make it easy on the inside or elaborate on the inside. So that's one of those are the choices we have to make. But I think there's a big advantage in making it more elaborate by implementing speech techniques and voice recognition, these kinds of things.
Yeah.
It makes it also more attractive, I think, to our audience. There are some advantages and some disadvantages, and the main advantage is that we can implement fancy techniques, which I think our customers will like. Disadvantage is that there are some concerns about the costs and the things like battery lifetime, energy saving.
Yeah.
Another advantage is that the circuit board will become much more easier if we do not implement these buttons. If we just add a chip which does the voice recognition, our circuit board will become even more cheap. So
yeah, and that was the main issue, right?
Well, it was an issue, but we also thought that we already thought we should do it as cheaply as possible.
Yeah.
And this even makes it more cheap.
So not the cheaper the chip or
the circuit board.
The fewer buttons you can use.
The fewer buttons you have, the cheaper the circuit board.
It's the other way around. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's very cheap to incorporate an integrated circuit.
Then we should just take a look at the costs,
yes.
Because
I don't
especially for the voice recognition.
Yes, I really don't. Can it cost me
money? I'm not sure how I will determine the costs. I will have to think. Maybe you will get some information on that.
Yes,
I'm not sure how.
I hope my personal coach will have a little look at it.
Okay, great. Well,
we're done.
We're quite done. For now, we will have the lunch break.
Oh, nice.
I don't know how long the break will be, but we'll find out.
Yeah.
Then we will have 30 minutes of time to perform our individual work, and I'm sure your personal coaches will assist you with it. I will put the minutes I just made in the project documents folder if you want to look at it. Well, just do. The interface designer, I would like to, the next meeting I would like to receive the components concept. Rule, from you I would
interface
like to
industrial.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
User interface designer, Rule, I would like to see the user interface concept. And
the only problem is that it depends on the decisions decisions Sebastian makes about the four information.
Well, it should be
well
easy. That's what we concluded. It should be an easy interface with not so much buttons.
Yeah.
Just a volume and a program one. And yeah, some fancy lights. I think that's what we decided.
So we dropped the voice recognition?
No. We didn't. But it shouldn't be integrated. Yeah, it's of course a user interface. But I was talking about really the
okay
design of the.
Well, do we really have to decide now, or
no,
can we decide the next meeting?
We can decide the next meeting.
Okay. Yeah. Because I'll have some updated info.
Yeah, I guess all of you have updated info. I'm sure the marketing expert will receive that. He will do some trend watching, and I'm sure the market will. We'll change and that so we'll see that. Yeah, that's it for now.
Okay.
Any other questions? Or can we have the lunch?
We can have the lunch.
Yeah,
okay.
The lunch.